Hits.
Home cooking,
and now cooking with Sheridan Rogers.
Just back yesterday from Samoa after a week there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, are you sure you were right when you told me that in the next 12 months or so, Western Samoa, which is what we call Samoa now, not American Samoa, which is further to the east.
Yes.
They're going to have different time zones?
Yes, yes. It's the international dateline at the moment is further east of where it's going to be. On the 29th of December, it's being moved west so that Western Samoa falls into timeline with New Zealand and Australia, which actually makes a lot of sense because there are a lot of New Zealand and Australian visitors to Western Samoa, and American Samoa then will be in line with the United States.
How confusing for them.
Well, indeed, and I'm really pleased they're doing it, actually. It's going to help their travel a lot, and,
It's not like daylight savings. It's not like 3 hours from here over to
Perth.
No.
I think I said to you last week that, for example, yesterday when I arrived at Sydney Airport at 10:15 a.m., that's Monday. Yeah. But we had left Samoa on Sunday at 7 a.m. I must admit, when I first looked at my airline ticket before leaving, I thought, hang on, someone's made a mistake here. This is bizarre.
Now, do I remember that about 2 or 3 years ago, they also decided they were going to drive on the other side of the road?
They've done that too, yes. So they're driving on the same side of the road as we are now. Yeah, not, and there are still some cars that have the American, you know, steering. They're on the other side. There was a bit of confusion at the beginning, but no, they're driving on the same side of the road as us now.
Well, I guess in American Samoa, that's not so.
No, exactly, yeah.
Now, there are two things I know about Samoa. One is that I think Robert Louis Stevenson used to holiday there, was it?
No, actually he spent the last few years of his life there. He didn't write his most famous books there. They'd already been published. But he lived there for, I don't know, the last 4 or 5 years in a beautiful house which has been wonderfully restored. It's like a big old Queenslander surrounded by a magnificent garden. And because he fell in love with Samoa and also with the people, he wished to be buried there. And he's actually buried at the top of the mountain behind the house. And we walked up through that forest when we were there. It's very beautiful.
Lovely story. Now, what about the other thing I remember is Aggies.
Oh, Aggies.
What was Aggies?
Have
a guest house?
Have you been to Aggies?
I think I probably have, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah, Aggies Guest House. Very famous. Many movie stars have stayed there, including Marlon Brando, William Holden, Gary Cooper, and the writer James Michener. They have their names on the doors of these farlays. I think I mentioned the farlays to you last week. They're the houses. They're built in an oval shape, but these are sort of smaller versions of them. And a lot of coconut fibre is used in the making of them. And thatching, the roofs are thatched. And usually they don't have proper walls. They just have these sort of Roman blinds that are made from coconut leaves as well. Beautiful. So they let the sea breezes flow through. And many of the farlays are to be found on the beaches.
So you had a lovely time there?
Oh, look, I absolutely adored it. I went to Hawaii many years ago. Decades and decades ago. It reminded me of Hawaii back in the 50s and 60s before it was commercialised.
Yes.
It has so much charm. The people are really lovely and the society is very cohesive. I didn't see any litter, no signs of poverty. I mean, okay, a lot of them probably live at subsistence level, but, they're always smiling, the women beautiful, and what I loved is how they wear the flowers in their hair. I think that's something we should all start doing here in Australia.
Okay, did you bring back a recipe?
I did. I brought you back the recipe for the oka, which I told you about last week. It's the Tahitians do it as well. It's also called ceviche, and it's fresh fish, uncooked fish, just marinated for a little while in lime juice, and then mixed with fresh coconut cream and diced tomatoes, cucumbers and green onions and just tossed together. It's quite soupy and it makes a lovely light entree or luncheon dish.
And it's on your website?
Yes, it is.
Which is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Now, I couldn't find a record you asked me called Return to Paradise. Did they make that film there?
Yes, that was made there, but South Pacific wasn't made there. There's a bit of confusion about that, but no. Return to Paradise, yes. And let me tell you, I felt that I had returned to paradise when I was there.
Well, I'm not going to play that because we couldn't find it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure you'll like this one. This is Joanne Campbell's Cookie Little Paradise.
Okay.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.